Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up? Welcome to the show. It's Friday. You made it. Big inhale, big exhale. Sit back. We'll entertain you. It is Maggie Gray. It's Andrew Perloff. It's Maggie and Perloff. We're across the country on CBS Sports Radio, and we're streaming live right now, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Yeah. We got a lot to get into today, including... what is going on with Ken Francis, and how is this a person in our life now?
Ken Francis.
A clearly made up name.
If you said that name out of the blue, would you think it was either fake or...
Definitely fake.
Maybe an adult film name?
Yeah, I feel like it's not an adult film name, but the commercial for his entire gym looks and sounds like a porno commercial. Wait, before we play it, let me get the audience up to speed on what the heck we are talking about right now. So... basically, here's what happened. Yesterday, the NFL sent out a memo to all teams, basically reminding them that if someone reaches out to you to try to negotiate, I don't know, a multi-million dollar deal on behalf of Lamar Jackson, that person has to be certified by the NFL Players Association. And someone named Ken Francis, who is Lamar's business partner, apparently has been reaching out to teams. Now, this is how Tom Pelissero of NFL Network described Mr. Ken Francis. Ken Francis is a Florida man who most recently was pitching a home fitness invention, I'm told. He's now trying to negotiate a 9-figure contract with NFL teams who are being told they are not allowed to negotiate with him because he's not a certified agent.
Right.
Did everyone get all that?
But nowhere does it say that this guy has Lamar's approval to call these teams to negotiate.
No, not
we
at just, all.
But I think we all immediately assumed that because it would make sense that Lamar would have a proxy calling teams because we're 2 weeks into this and we have not heard a single offer. So I would hope that Lamar, if he really isn't getting offers, would reach out to people. So, I mean, when you need help like this, who do you call?
Who do you call?
Ken Francis.
I mean, I wouldn't trust my 9-figure deal to anyone but Ken Francis. Yeah. I don't know. Scott Boras and or whatever. Who's the guy from Miami?
Drew Rosenhaus.
Drew Rosenhaus, take a back seat, dude. I got Ken Francis on my side. Now, the problem is that Lamar made this very confusing to everyone because the tweet to the Florida man, and by the way, if anyone ever describes you as Florida man or Florida woman, just make no mistake, they're insulting you. Like, that's a reference to the ridiculous headlines that come out of the state of Florida, like Florida man, you know, drives his alligator through McDonald's and stuff like that. So Lamar Jackson quote tweeted him and said, "Stop lying. That man never tried to negotiate for me." So like, all right. So maybe Ken Francis is like this rogue operator. Maybe Lamar doesn't know him at all. But then an hour later, Lamar puts out this commercial on his own certified social media.
Combining outdoor training and a portable gym maximizes time and workout routines. With over 250 plus workout routines, the entire gym brings you the flexibility to work out anywhere, anytime.
Okay, and Lamar put that out while he's peddling this thing that looks like carry-on luggage that you would be like, you know, basically holding going through the airport. He said, "My business partner Ken and I will be dropping the entire gym this summer. Stay tuned."
Right. So he's his business partner, but apparently he's not negotiating any deals. Maybe he doesn't want Ken to ask for 2% of his contract.
Yeah, he doesn't want to give Ken a cut.
He'll give him definitely a cut of the entire gym, which is going to be a huge seller,
yeah,
obviously.
Sure. No,
it's going to be the new Peloton.
Obviously.
But everything Lamar says and does always leaves ambiguity, right? There isn't a single thing that he says that you're 100% sure what he means.
No, but I think that's a little bit because Lamar is like a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Well, like he's a little bit speaking a different language just because he's just so much younger than us.
No. Well, I mean,
he's 26 years old.
Well, it's not a different language when he says this man is not negotiating for me. That's clear.
No. That's not his different language. But, you know, yeah. I think that, you know, he's just some of the stuff he puts is just a little bit more like younger people.
Did he tweet today? He said, "I am the storm." That's not a younger.
No, but like
he quoted Breaking Bad.
No. But a couple tweets ago where he had a guy wearing all these caps, you know, cap. He's like using slang that younger kids use.
Yeah. So today, by the way, I still think he's trolling everybody, actually, because I think he's messing with people. Why would he say "I'm the storm" today? What's he trying to say?
I don't know. It's either about the entire gym or it's about his contract. Now, here's the one part. This could all just be semantics. Like, does Ken Francis, if that is his real name, calls up a team to say like, "Hey, I've got a business opportunity for you where you can get involved in the entire gym. Hey, while I have you on the line, what do you think about, I don't know, $250 million for my guy Lamar?" Maybe it's like, oh, just the conversation just sort of went that way.
I would think the Titans have enough exercise equipment that they wouldn't need to buy the entire gym.
You always want to keep out for a good business opportunity, though, Perloff.
I don't know if it's a business opportunity. Maybe the Titans are like, you know what? Maybe if we had 12 of those, we could use the back practice field and they could use the entire gym. No, it's definitely Lamar being confusing. So what's going on here? Tell me what you think is actually happening with Lamar Jackson right now, Friday, 3:06 Eastern, because nobody knows.
I think that Lamar has an inner circle, and I think some of those people maybe have been communicating with NFL teams, but we're not sure why. Was it under the guise of the entire gym and this business thing, which, by the way, brilliant marketing, we're all talking about it today, or was it because they're actually trying to negotiate for Lamar? Like, it's a slippery slope for him, because what the NFL is saying is it's got to be Lamar directly if this thing's going to get done.
Right. And, well, if Ken had the license, though, if he had gotten the thing, then he could do it. He could definitely do it.
Yeah. Which you don't need to be a lawyer to get one of those approvals.
My point is, I think teams want none of this. They do not want to deal with this thing.
Yeah.
It seems like a mess.
It's unusual. Listen, guys get contracts done without agents, though. Roquan Smith just got one done with the Ravens for a massive deal.
Yeah, I don't know, but he wasn't negotiating through the Twitter.
He also wasn't franchise tagged.
And they had just traded for him, right? Yeah. They obviously
he had a lot of leverage. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to re-sign him. Yeah, I don't know. It feels very different. Lamar's putting himself out on the open market. I don't know. I just can't see this working out great for him. I think that we're already getting to Lamar's going to cost himself some money, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, definitely, because he's so talented. But the other part is, you know, the NFL is now warning teams. So if the market was lukewarm or whatever it was before, then what's it going to be now? Yes, go ahead.
Wait, what GM is going to get a call from Ken Francis and say, "All right, let's start these talks off"?
I'm sorry, who is this? I'm telling you, the video they have on their website, which, by the way, you can't even buy one of these things on the website because I tried, and you have to check back. They're not ready to take your payment.
That's because the demand is so high.
Well, of course. I was surprised the website was still up. I thought maybe we'd all crash the website.
I was hoping you were getting a prototype.
No, I thought maybe I could be like customer number one. But I wanted to see how much this entire gym costs. There's no cost on it. You have no idea. But I'll tell you what.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The video that's playing on the website looks like it's the beginning of a porno. It's like a woman who's kind of like these like workout clothes, and she like goes over to the closet, like pulls something out. It's just like, it doesn't look, the lighting's not great. You know, it was definitely like shot with like a camera that's not the latest model.
Do you guys remember those workout shows that used to be on ESPN 24/7? You might be
like the Billy Blanks and stuff, like the Tybo.
No, Gilad, maybe. You guys all too young for this. It was the ESPN used to be about 80% workout shows. Kiana, you guys don't know who Kiana is?
No.
Who?
I know Billy Blanks.
I don't know the name, but I generally remember the workout shows. I just don't remember the names of them.
Oh, anyway, yeah. Basically, ESPN used to run workout shows all morning and right until they doubled up on SportsCenter. And all I will say is men were not watching for workouts.
I know. They were watching for squats and shoulder presses or
whatever. Well, it looks a little like this video that you of the the home. What's it called again? The home.
The entire gym.
The entire gym. Yeah. It was an entire gym style video. Yeah. Anyway.
It's like, depending on the music here, it's like, is the pizza delivery man going to show up next? Like, what is going on in this video? Like, hey, you've been working out. I can see it now. But no, this is legit. This is Lamar's business partner who may or may not have been contacting teams.
God, I can't. You guys didn't remember body shaping with Kiana, Tom, and Gilad? Oh my God.
No, nope. It sounds made up.
It was.
You sound like you're ESPN, the Ken Francis of shows.
By the late 80s, ESPN was 75% workout shows. I am not joking this at all.
Until, we need programming.
Yeah, until Dan Patrick came along when he left CNN in 92, they started to double up SportsCenter. Otherwise, all morning was workout shows.
Oh, listen, it wasn't even that long ago that SportsCenter was taped and they would just run the same SportsCenter all day.
Yeah, when I was in college, we would watch the late SportsCenter. And then we'd watch it, or we'd watch it again in the morning. We'd see Dan say the same jokes like four times.
It's really sad.
Yeah, no, but it was before the internet. I mean, before phones had every highlight. So Dan and Keith were the ones who informed you on what was happening.
This is why they're so famous and so talented to this day.
Apparently, Kiana and Gilad are not as...
They fell off. They are not remembered in history because I have no idea who you're talking about.
Gosh.
I remember having VHS tapes, though, of like Cindy Crawford's workout. I don't know why when I was 10, I felt like I was going to do a Cindy Crawford workout. I definitely wasn't looking like Cindy. That's
well,
for sure.
There was definitely also Jane Fonda, the famous one.
Jane Fonda, famous one.
Somebody's got to call in here and back me up here.
It sounds like you're Ken Francis-ing this thing.
No, I'm serious. It was on forever. I can't believe I'll... Yeah, all right. Somebody call, some old like me, call in and remind everybody that ESPN used to be mostly workout shows that nobody worked out to.
I'm going to be honest. Even the chat, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, the chat might not actually be listening to the show. Sometimes they're just doing their own thing. But the chat is not backing you up here.
All right, somebody's got to call.
Oh, wait, no. Largent says Chris Fowler's wife was one of those ladies on the beach. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Largent knows what you're doing.
Wait, no, this is a huge thing. You guys are just a little too young to remember this. This is a huge, huge thing. Body shaping.
I don't remember.
It was 1988, and it ran forever and ever and ever.
A couple of things we missed. We obviously missed this. I also missed Soul Train. I only know it.
Soul Train's a little older, right? That's 70s was its peak. Okay. Do you remember Solid Gold?
That's what I was thinking. I missed Solid Gold.
Oh, right.
I was there for MTV.
MTV killed Solid Gold, didn't it?
No, but the MTV dance party show. Mm. What was that called?
The one that was after school?
Yes. Where you just watch people dance.
Oh, I don't know that one. What's the one with Carson Daly?
Oh, that was TRL. Yes. That was very much in my wheelhouse.
That was your wheelhouse. Okay.
No, but there was a show on MTV where you just watched people dance.
The Club MTV?
The Club was, I think, the later version of it. Maybe that was it. Remember Eric Nice? Wasn't he part of this?
Eric Nice, yeah, who was the first Real World.
The original Real World.
Yes, I remember Eric Nice had a show.
Right. They danced, didn't they? We sound like idiots. The Grind. Thank you, Samter. MTV's The Grind. Don't you guys remember this?
No, Club MTV actually was 87 to 92. The Grind took over in 92 to 97.
Thank you. 92 to 97. Yes.
Wait, that's the wheelhouse right there.
Why was I 9 years old watching 20-year-olds like freak dance on MTV?
Look what's happened to you now.
And now here I am wearing my Phil Knight sunglasses on a Friday.
And Eric Nice, was he a professional dancer?
No, I think he actually was a workout guy, bringing full circle, but I think he was also on The Grind.
And
do you think Lamar Jackson was dancing to The Grind back in the day?
I mean, that's the only way this segment could end. But Ken Francis was there. We know that. 855-212-4CBS.
They would go to a commercial for the entire body.
Yeah, right. The original prototype.
Yeah. I cannot. I'm really genuinely flummoxed by this. I'm going to go out there and get help. I might even have.
Nobody's here today. They're not going to help you.
So I might go.
And even Ackerman can't save
and
you.
And they don't know your name anyway, so it won't matter.
Ack will definitely know what I'm talking about.
Ackerman was not watching MTV.
No. But ESPN.
Oh, yes. ESPN. He'll probably remember that.
Yeah. God.
All Gilad? Right.
I think his name was Gilad. I might be imagining this whole thing. Maybe I dreamed.
you dreamt it
They
up.
Would go from hours and hours of workout shows into some competition where there were lumberjacks who were doing things with logs and then Strongest Man. It was awesome.
Maybe the lumberjack stuff I absolutely remember.
Yeah,
that was a huge chunk
of time on ESPN.
Awesome. I'm actually really surprised that there weren't more catastrophic injuries with the lumberjack stuff. Because like one of those was someone would stand over a log and then have a huge hatchet and have to go like just going tearing at the log trying to cut it in half. Like how did somebody's leg not get chopped off with that? Let alone a finger, something.
Amazing. Well, that's why they're professionals. Don't try it at home.
They'd like climb up trees and then like be sawing branches off.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, here's Tony. Thank God.
All right. Tony's in Milwaukee. I didn't even get out the number.
I remember Perlis. Listen, I remember those shows because he had the black guy who, after weightlifting, the black guy would do all the aerobic stuff. He was pretty fit. I don't remember his name, but
wait, that sounds like
that was Billy Blanks.
No, it was another guy. He had hair. Billy Blanks didn't have hair.
Right.
There was a guy who used to do the aerobic. He used to do the what do you call those things when you put it on the floor and you step up to it, step down to it?
Step aerobics.
He used to do that right after the weightlifting. It was a slim black guy, but they used to try and get him to do the weightlifting all the time, too. So he'd come out and do the weightlifting. But I remember those shows because I wanted to look buff for my new wife because I got married in like 89, and I was trying to do that stuff right around that time. So I was watching those ESPN shows. Get buff for the new wife.
Did it work?
No, actually, it didn't work.
Tony, so honest. She married you anyway, though.
But I remember the shows because I gave it a shot for like about 3 weeks straight. I didn't do the aerobics, but I did do the weightlifting. I had my own weightlifting, and they would sit down, and they do the crunches and everything else. It was a couple of ladies that did it with it. I just don't remember their names. But
one was Kiana Tom.
So funny.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah,
good job.
Kiana, yep.
I
but
love.
I'm going to be honest with you. That stuff was on from like 8 in the morning to 10 in the to about 10 or 11. I think somewhere around there is when it was on.
Absolutely.
Tony, I love that you were trying to get in shape for your new wife, and obviously it worked out because you got married. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just think it's so funny to be like, I'm going to watch a sports channel.
No, it was
so I'm going to work out like in the theme of watching sports. It's like I can see how an executive would get there. It's like, well, it's people who like sports, so let's throw on some workout and see if they like it.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably their highest rated show. I'm serious. It was huge, huge hit. There were about 20% were working out and 80% were men at home watching the women work out.
It was like sad state of affairs for you guys. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. All right. we'll get to the phone calls coming up later in this hour. We'll talk to the Hall of Famer. Lisa Leslie will join us coming up next. One big change that could be coming to the NFL. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff on this Friday. So glad to have you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.